Hello. Welcome to the Ann Levine Show. This is Ann Levine, and that is Michael over there.
Hello.
Could you put the music up a little? I want people to hear this. Hear this guy's voice. Okay, so that's lower than Brad Roberts from Crash Test Dummies. Those of you who are, I'm going to say, sophisticated enough to know who that is.
Okay, yep.
At any rate, it's the lowest note.
Yeah, certainly is.
It's a song called I Don't Want to Get Over You. It's by The Magnetic Fields.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with this.
You do. I've noticed that. Yeah, you've brought it up over the past couple days.
Listen to this. Okay, so I heard this song once. This song came out in 1999. I heard it on an episode of This American Life.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really cool episode where this woman was talking about, talking with Phil Collins about how to write a breakup song. And it was fascinating hearing him talking about it. He actually helped her write a song. And it was great and goofy, and I was very much not awake, fully awake.
Okay, yeah.
And so I don't know what year that episode came out that I was listening
to. This American Life, you mean.
Yeah, I mean, right. You know, I sometimes will start a podcast at night and then wake up and it's 2015.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I'm
been
hearing
a lot of them rolling by.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've missed. At any rate, I heard this song and something about it really grabbed me, and that something was this guy's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the deep, deep voice is a thing that besides Brad Roberts is not celebrated in rock music.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it's
the
more
tenors.
The opposite. Yeah,
exactly.
The very high voices.
It's like the Stephen Perry. It's the Don't Stop Believin'.
Right.
And getting to that, or what?
Oh, I was thinking of 80s hair bands, you know, a lot of that.
Yeah, and where you get the, like, the falsettos, and don't get me wrong, I love a falsetto.
Uh-huh.
But, and I love a castrati.
Oh, yeah.
Such a voice. A rock castrati. But anyway.
They probably did something like that in the 60s.
In the 60s?
Yeah. Yep.
Did something
Some
like
early
what?
Rock
castrati. They castrated?
Thing. No, they probably had some of the, you know, the kids, the, you know, the people who were, I don't know. I would think Led Zeppelin
you
would get
know.
A bunch of these people together and have them sing in the background.
What? Castratis?
Yeah.
Who are the modern castratis? So
well,
you're telling
I don't know.
You're telling me that there are guys getting their balls whacked off?
Well, not anymore.
In these,
no.
But there were in the 60s and the 70s?
Maybe. Yeah, it could be.
So they could guard the harems?
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
I I think that while this is very funny, no, really, this is what you're saying is very funny, and yet I cannot imagine it being true.
Yeah, okay.
Except in some horrendous, you know, like in Saw 9, Bangkok or something.
Right, okay.
You know, but at any rate,
yeah,
I don't think Led Zeppelin would appreciate being known as that band that used castrates.
Oh, I don't know. I think they might think that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
so that's why I thought of them.
That's true. You're right. Well, anyway, so you know how you get rid of an earworm, right,
Michael? Tell with people? Another one? I don't know. Do you replace it with another one? Or do you just, because it never works for me to just, you know, pound on it and just keep going with it because it never goes away then.
No. Okay. So here's the conventional wisdom about how to get rid of an earworm.
Okay.
You sing the entire song beginning to end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I have found that that works.
Okay. It does not work for me.
So I know. That's why you go around pounding on bits of pieces of songs.
Yeah.
All day. It's very difficult.
I know. All the pounding and everything. Yeah.
All that pounding.
Yeah. Constant.
People,
pounding.
You can't imagine. I know you all think I'm rolling in clover here, but there's pounding. A lot of pounding.
Yeah.
Oh. So they call Michael, in fact, locally, he's known as the Pounder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they'll say to me, you know, like, oh, how's the Pounder? Or tell the Pounder I say hi.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyhow.
Yeah.
I want any of you out there who just heard that song by the Magnetic Fields, I Don't Want to Get Over You.
Yeah, right.
Released in 1999. You try to sing it.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
I can't do it. No.
I can't get near that note. And if I sing it like in my range, which is considerable.
Yeah,
I rest my case.
Much better than mine, yeah.
I can't. And I sound, as Michael said, these are Michael's words, like Mrs. Miller.
Yeah, right.
And most of you have no idea who Mrs. Miller is.
Oh, but if you do, the joy you just experienced. Yeah.
I'm going to say that 99.9% of our listeners have no clue who Mrs. Miller is.
I know, but they're going to look her up now, so that's pretty cool. Sure they are.
Oh, come on. Everyone's in bed. Look up Mrs. Miller and look up the Merv Griffin Show.
Oh, well, okay. That too. Yeah.
And she was an audience member who became a member of the cast, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And used to do her take on
the greatest
hip
versions.
Tunes.
Yeah.
Greatest versions of all
time.
Really,
yeah.
And it wasn't, it was for real.
Yeah, right. She was serious about it.
It wasn't shtick.
Nope.
In her opinion. All right. Well, anyway, I sound like Mrs. Miller when I try to sing that song to get rid of the earworm.
Right, yeah.
But I can't get anywhere near what that song should sound like. So I am stuck with this guy and his lowest notes. We have, Michael, I guess I should share now the lowest note.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Well, Michael and I have a thing about the lowest note.
Right,
reaching
our lowest note.
Reaching our personal lowest notes.
Right.
And if you know anything about singing, and I know a lot of you do, as you sang.
I've heard a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, me too, Pounder. You sing when you pound a lot of the times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
And you shred. Right. You're a pounder and a shredder.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm trying to remember. No, I'm not going to try to remember. Even. I won't even. But the lowest note. So those of you who sang, try singing your lowest note.
Yeah.
And then sing for a while. And you will find out that your lowest note gets higher and higher.
Right.
And that's what happens when you use your vocal cords.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Your voice gets higher and higher and higher.
But that's actually true. So you can't keep it going. So even my attempts. So I've been pounding around, going, I don't want to get over you. Okay, that's my lowest note
of
the
day. Okay, that's pretty good.
I don't want to. And that was my lowest note the second time.
Right, very good.
And it keeps going up. So by the time I finish, by the time I'm halfway through this song, I'm doing the Mrs. Miller.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to get over you. It's terrible. Anyone out there terrible. That knows a cure or can be helpful.
Yeah, that's
in some
a very
way.
Good. That's a good point. Anybody?
Yeah. I mean, the lyrics to the song are hilarious.
Yeah,
they're so
actually pretty
cheeky.
Cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Yeah.
And they talk about being 17 and smoking clothes, cigarettes,
right.
and drinking vermouth.
And
if I wasn't transported to Sarah Lawrence.
Oh, see, I was taken to
Fort Sill?
No, to New Orleans and Biloxi, that area down in there, actually. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Fort Sill.
Yeah.
And your service in the U.S. military, two branches.
Right, okay, yeah.
That's very rare, U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force.
Yeah,
I want to tell you a story, it's very quick, about calling my insurance, our insurance, is with Geico.
Right, yeah, for the automobile. Yeah.
Yeah, we use them for
right,
automobile.
Yes.
Now try it.
Hello.
So I get them on the phone. I'm watching all of these insurance ads.
They like to bombard you with.
You only pay for what you need.
Right,
you
good know. One. Yeah, that's a good one.
And all the rest. Flo, who I thought I saw in a dramatic role recently.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
that's
that
another
was,
thing.
Yeah,
it wasn't Flo. But I thought, you know what? We are paying way too much money for the insurance, especially because COVID, so we don't go anywhere.
Right, we're not doing any driving. So
like, I don't know, a few miles a day, literally.
Yeah.
You know.
If you average it out, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 10 miles a week. Maximum, I'm going to say. And less. Some weeks that's...
Yeah, I can't even imagine 10 miles. Yeah.
A week.
Yeah.
A mile a day on a busy week. All right. So anyway, I call them up and I get this very, very high-geared salesman type.
Okay.
Now, most of the times I've called them... I get someone sane on the phone, which is one of the reasons I don't mind dealing with them. I don't mind calling them. So I get this guy on the phone and he's like, hi, yeah, this is Buck. And I see here, Miss Levine, that you've been our valued customer. I was like, Buck, please. Please.
Yeah.
Please, can we bring it down?
Yeah, tone it down there, Buck.
I said, look at my policy. You tell me I'm not paying too much.
Yeah, really. What? And what the buck?
So buck. He goes through this whole thing. He says, we have two vehicles. We each have a car. On one of them, he says, you know, you've got one that's 13 years old.
Oh, no.
Is it really that old? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And see, now, if you get rid of your collision on that, because, I mean, he's like, it's 13 years old. What could it be worth?
Yeah, right.
Well, guess what, folks? It's worth way more than Buck thinks.
Right, and worth more than the deductible. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing, you know. And I said, dude, you know, I thought about getting a new car recently. And the trade-in on this, and again, it's not a huge deal, but it's not I can afford to just have that car go away and not get any insurance money.
No.
It was ridiculous what he was saying.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, there's one last thing we can check. Do you belong to any organizations? Or I felt like it was a McCarthy hearing.
Uh-huh.
Do you belong to and of course this was hilarious, an alumni association?
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, Sarah Lawrence, we definitely have made a deal with Geico.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, all five of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no. You know, the Rotary Club, the Klan. Not so much. It was all these things. And he said, is there anything else you could think of? I said, yes. The U.S. military.
Right. Good point.
Army and Air Force. What is your discount for veterans? Ma'am, first thing I want to say is thank you for your service. And I said, it's actually my husband's service. You make sure you thank him for your service, for his service. And I'm like, what's the discount? Now, listen, we are grateful for his service, and we do not offer a discount. But you make sure you thank him. And he had to have said that to me. I couldn't get off the phone fast enough. He had to have said that to me 100 times. And I'm furious because veterans should, and enlisted, they offer no discount.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, your rank, nothing.
Right, yeah. And it is weird, though, right? Don't you think? It's a little weird because
all the groups you could belong to that deserves a discount.
Well, especially when the name of your company
exactly
is Government Employees Insurance Company.
Yeah,
that's what Geico means. GEI, you know, insurance company.
Exactly.
Yeah, but no.
So, yeah, government employees except.
Right, except for government employees.
Part.
Right, yeah.
But if you went to Harvard, have we got a deal for you?
Right, and you were in this alumni association.
All right, so that was my first customer service debacle. Mm-hmm. The second one is delicious. All right, I have a 92-year-old uncle who is in a nursing home and / assisted living facility.
Right, yep.
Because he's 92.
Yeah,
And et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And
few of the things that go along with that.
And he is living through being a person in a nursing home. He doesn't have COVID, but the nursing homes are all closed down to visitors, etc.
Right.
So the only way he sees anyone, and this is like all the other people in the country, well, in our country, that's another thing. But anyway, when his children and grandchildren show up, my cousins, to visit him, they can stand outside his window and yell. I mean, scream. Because he's very hard of hearing because his ears are 92 years old. All right.
Yeah.
I have another.
And screaming through double paned, double glazed windows. Yeah.
And holding up signs, but he can't really see. Yeah. It's just heartbreaking.
He just knows there's some shapes out there that are maybe related to him somehow.
He assumes everyone's related to him.
Right.
As well he should. But this is, he's not demented. He has no dementia.
No, it's just his.
And so he's very frustrated. It's not like, oh, he doesn't know what's going on. He totally knows what's going on, and he's sad, and he's aggravated like any of us. So I decided I would send him a nice Christmas present this year. Usually I send some kind of food thing, like treats.
Yeah.
From someplace special, maybe from Enstrom's, but he's 92. And this man who once had the most voracious appetite no longer does. And he ends up giving it all to the nurses who deserve. But it's not what I want.
Yeah.
So I noticed in this picture that was taken of him from the outside through two windows, that he's wearing a sweatshirt I sent him 2 years ago.
Aha.
A hoodie.
There you go.
And it's looking much the worse for wear.
Okay. All right. So we've got
an
idea.
So I decide, perfect. I'm sending him a new hoodie, and it's going to be a zip front.
Uh-huh.
Which for him is so much easier to get on.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to put your arms over your head and all that stuff.
Right.
It's and not then, easy to do when you get older.
Then my phone rang, and it was a woman called Lavinia. Lavinia worked for my parents, and she was a cook slash nanny when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh, right.
And I've never forgotten her, vice versa, and she calls now and then. And I realized she's turning 89 in January. And last time I sent her something, it was a scarf. She lives in Ocala, Florida.
Oh, I've been there.
It's hot as blazes.
Yeah.
She's...
It's smack in the central part of the state, so it gets all the humidity and none of the breeze
none of the
from the
sea
ocean.
Breezes. Yeah. Yeah. And the people.
Right.
With people to match.
With
and
people.
Do the math at home. You can.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, I decide I've got to send her something that's not a scarf, certainly not a hoodie. Mm-hmm. I don't want to send her something to keep her warm. And then I start going, oh, it'll be a hand care set, lotion, cleanser. And then I thought, how many times can you send someone something like that?
Okay, yeah.
Just like a completely a hostess gift type thing.
Right, yeah.
That you would keep in your gift closet for, you know, oh,
for
I got invited to a cocktail
right,
party.
Yeah.
So I went online.
It's not really the thing. Yeah.
And I found the cutest thing. Mackenzie and Childs did this year stacking mugs. It's four mugs, and when you stack them all up, it's the Nutcracker.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then you know, individually, it's done really well. It's a cute design on each one individually. Okay. And I thought, this is great. She will think this is da bomb, mm-hmm. that it's adorably gorgeous and fun, and she'll actually use it.
Right,
and
it is useful, yeah.
Her grandchildren will want to drink out of them, and they'll break them. It'll be fabulous.
Yeah, it'll be fabulous.
All right. So I go to checkout, and this is at Neiman Marcus.
Neiman Marcus, okay.
And I send gifts from there.
A place of some renown, I've heard.
I send my gifts from there, and here's why. First of all, I get 10% automatically off the top.
Because you're a big shot with Neiman Marcus or something?
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
No, but another reason. But anyway, doesn't matter. I get 10% off plus whatever special they're running.
Okay, yeah, good.
Sounds
pretty good.
So it does not end up costing me more from them than it does from elsewhere. Also, their gift wrap, their gift cards, the whole way they send a gift is gorgeous. The presentation is gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
And I never worry about it. And they do this other thing. They keep a list of people I've sent to. And they let you check out and click on ship to separate addresses.
Nice. Okay, I like that.
Which is also brilliant.
Yeah.
So I don't have to fill out 20 forms. All right.
Okay, so.
So it's midnight, and I am told that gift options are not available for these items.
Uh-oh.
And I keep looking back and forth. I'm positive this must be a mistake. Long story short, I said, Neiman Marcus, midnight on a Friday, we're going to the Met. So I get customer service on the line, and Michael knows how much customer service people love getting me on the end of the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're very fond of both of us.
Well, now, see, I have a thing. My thing is, I will not stop until you do what I want you to do.
Right, exactly. You are a force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at some point, someone breaks down and says, if you will just stop talking, we will do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually how it goes.
That does if that it, does
if it
work.
Has to.
Yeah.
Well, it had to. And so I get into this chat with Andre.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Andre says,
sounds
I'm sorry.
Suspicious.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Those gifts, though the items you order do not come with gift options.
I
said,
see.
Andre,
yes.
Listen to me. For 30 years. I don't know how long, but that's a good number.
That is a good
30
is a fine number.
I have been purchasing important gifts exclusively from Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, take a look.
And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why is because you're incredibly good.
The reasons why are as follows.
At wrapping, shipping, packing gifts. I know for a fact my gifts are going to arrive in perfect condition, in gorgeous wrapping, on time.
Yeah, that's right.
So I pay the extra for you to do that part, to wrap it.
And then you're going to come back and tell me no?
And you're saying no?
Yeah.
And so
what are you thinking?
We went back and forth on this, on the logic, the illogic, mm-hmm. however, of the whole thing. And
this
is where I went. I said, Andre, this sweatshirt is going to a 92-year-old man in a wheelchair in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think of how sad
There's... Oh, no. You did this?
I didn't tell you this. I told you I was saving it for the show.
Oh, man. All
I right. said, you tell me. Picture this. A package arrives. Cardboard outer packaging. He opens it with the help of at least one nurse. He can't open a package anymore.
Right, yeah.
And inside, there's a garment in a plastic bag with no note.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
No gift wrap.
No, just some weird cereal
number. And the price tag on it.
Uh-huh.
Can you think of anything sadder than Christmas morning?
Wow.
I went there. Than Christmas morning, this poor old man.
Right. Oh,
opens this thing.
Oh.
And here he is so excited.
Yeah.
Because something has arrived from Neiman Marcus. And he knows that
but
means
he doesn't
me.
Know any idea who it came from.
No, he won't know.
That's so sad.
Wait. Then I spoke to him about Lavinia.
Oh, no.
I said, the second gift is for Lavinia. Lavinia is turning 89.
Oh, my.
In January.
Very nice, yes.
She lives alone in Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Recently lost her husband.
I didn't make stuff up.
Oh, okay.
All right. She lost her husband. She was probably 25 when that happened. And she didn't lose him. He took off.
Okay.
As all I right. recall. I don't know. How do I remember?
How do you remember that? Yeah.
At any rate, I said, here she is by herself. She can barely make it down the flight of stairs to where the package is dropped off. And then step by step with terrible sciatica and back spasms, she walks back upstairs to her apartment and opens this cardboard box. And inside of it, in packing peanuts, are four mugs, not even assembled to look like the frickin' Nutcracker. She doesn't know what order they go in.
No.
She's 89. You tell me, your grandmother? Is that how you want this to go down, Andre? Andre, meanwhile, I don't know what he's doing on the other end. Laughing his ass off, getting more scared. Maybe right? he's welling up with tears.
Maybe all three of those things. Yeah,
I said,
could very well
he
be.
He said, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I said, I'm so sorry, Andre, because Friday night at midnight, I need to speak to your supervisor. Well, I could drag this out. I won't. Obviously, got what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They are wrapping them up in beautiful things and gift cards.
Very nice.
I'm telling you, people, don't let them. We had a thing recently where something you bought broke from Amazon, and
that's
they made
right,
us
yeah.
use the manufacturer's thing.
Right, yeah.
And they wanted me to send them $20 for shipping. Not
yeah.
Amazon, the company.
Right.
And I'm halfway through it. I start to give them the first four letters of the card, and then I say, and this was actually on the phone, and I said, you know what? I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to pay anything.
No.
Anyway, got what I wanted.
That's right. Yep.
It's
one
not
day
a...
you'll. One day you will have to once again tell everybody about how you changed your flight. That's a great. That is a great story. We won't do it today, but you're gonna have to do it again one of these days.
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome, and not anything you could do since 9/11, but it was awesome.
No.
All right, so that has been part of what has gone on with customer service lately. Couple more things I want to add about Monica.
Yeah, right.
All right, so as you all know, we live in the worst country in the world for COVID.
Right, yay America.
By far. And the mail has finally, truly, practically ground to a halt for packages. So the people, this is hilarious. The first two people to get their Monica giveaways.
Yeah.
Were the one in Australia and the one in England.
Yeah, right.
So.
Two winners there.
To the rest of you, I had hoped that by now you would all be enjoying your Monica giveaways.
No, and hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet. And as far as I know, it could be another week. It could be another 2 weeks, but I was thinking about back in the days of game shows. It's probably still the same. When you won a prize, it would take them like 8 to 12 weeks to get it.
Yeah, I would say that at the end of the broadcast in the text there. Yeah.
And this happened to my niece not that long ago. She went on The View 10 years ago, and there was a giveaway, which she won. And whatever it was, her Corel play setting for four, I don't know what she won.
Yeah.
Got there like 12 weeks later. So, I just want to reassure you all, it's coming if you haven't received it yet.
Yeah.
All right.
You all are winners.
Well, yeah, they all are winners. There's something else I want to say.
Okay.
This particular Monica giveaway was a one-off in this regard. We aren't doing this again this way. We'll be doing probably a couple a year, one in the summer, and then a Monica, but it's going to be three winners. One, two, three, in order, and we will let you know what you got to do to win. Michael, fifth night of Hanukkah just lit.
Yeah, that's right.
What you got to say?
Oh, well, happy Hanukkah. You know what? Can we talk about pineapples?
Yes.
You know, because I'm the kind of person that wonders about stuff, and I do. I'm that kind of person. I wondered about Cape Cod and all of the images of pineapples that are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They are all over the place.
That's correct.
You see them on signs out in front of houses, and they're door knockers.
Door knockers.
And they are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And why? I don't know. So I've started to wonder why. And I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what happened is when Christopher Columbus was out running around spreading disease throughout the world.
Yeah, that gift to humanity.
Yep. He was in the South American regions and he found some pineapples. And he took them back to Europe. And people freaked out. Because pineapples are awesome. I mean, they are. I love them. Mm-hmm. Most people do.
Right.
But, obviously, since they are way across the ocean and it takes months and months to get there, they were, if you could
fermented.
Get your hands on a pineapple, very, very expensive.
Yes.
So pineapples became a symbol of wealth and power.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you see them all over the place. They were adopted, you know, over the ages by the people in the, you know, 16th, 17th, mm-hmm. 18th century who had the money.
Well, that's why we live in a home on which SpongeBob's home.
That's right.
Was based. We live in an actual pineapple shaped house because wealth and power.
Wealth and power.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly right. Well, pineapples at one point were so expensive that you could rent one for a single night.
To do a selfie or to have sex with it or what?
To display it at your party.
Aha!
So everybody could see your pineapple. A single pineapple itself would have cost you in the 17th century about $8,000. Which is, I don't know, do you think that's a lot of money? It's probably a lot of money, I would think, for a pineapple.
How would I know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is money to me?
Yeah, and what is pineapple, really?
Really?
Right?
Don't talk to me about pineapple.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is
it's very acidic.
Yeah. Now, pineapples are so yummy, though, that is why they're spiky. Did you know that?
Is that to protect themselves from being eaten?
Exactly. You know, which is really weird because lots of plants and most fruits want to be eaten. So that the seeds can get spread around by the animals that have eaten them. Pineapples are on the opposite side of that equation, though. They don't want to be eaten.
Well,
so,
pineapples aren't a fruit in that way.
No.
Pineapples are actually a grass or something,
aren't they? Yeah, I think so. Or a type of grass, yeah.
And there's some other stuff like that. Yeah. A bromeliad or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what I say?
What would you say?
I say, fine.
Okay.
Be that All way. Right. Cost right. $8,000.
Cost $8,000.
It's too acidic.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I love me some pineapple.
I do too. If it's grilled.
Oh, a grilled pineapple.
I like
really good, right?
Sweet and savory on a pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do know another little factoid about pineapples.
What's that?
They don't get any more ripe after they have been picked. Like lots of other things do, pineapples do not.
Because they're not a fruit.
When you pick them, that's as ripe as they're ever going to get.
Right. Because they are like grass.
Yeah. So, you know,
like
that.
Yeah. When you cut a flower.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
It starts to die.
There you go.
At that moment. That's very sad.
Yeah.
Very
sad. And a pineapple is actually just the middle part of a flower. Anyway, when you look at them growing, it's pretty interesting.
You know what else is really sad?
Hmm.
Let them all talk.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. That was really sad.
We watched a movie.
Yeah.
It's Let Them All Talk. It is a cast.
Let them talk.
To die for, right? You got Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Diane Wiest and Candace Bergen.
Yeah.
As three women who used to be best friends. And the three of them end up doing a crossing on the Queen Mary 2. To get to England, blah, blah, blah. Horrible.
Yeah.
Tell me what you thought the highlights were, Michael.
Oh, the highlights. I can't because one of the highlights for me was is a big plot point that I wouldn't want to give away for anybody who hasn't seen it. So, you know. So I don't really know. Are there any highlights actually other than near the end there?
You know, sometimes I feel like what is happening here is a grenade, that you and I have a grenade. No, speaking of fruit, as a rimon.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Hebrew, rimon means pomegranate, and it means grenade. So
yeah,
if you're
going to
throw
sure does,
a pomegranate,
yeah.
It means incoming grenade. So I just tossed to you about the film.
You did, yeah.
Threw it right back in my lap as fast as you could.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like it. I wasn't paying much attention to it.
All right, I'm going to start again. There was this movie that you and I saw together called Let Them All Talk.
Yeah.
Tell
Had
me
Meryl
your
Streep
thoughts.
In it. It was really boring.
Okay. Well, if we haven't dissuaded you from watching
it,
what's the name of the film? Because TMC did a whole gangster day
Sunday. Oh, yeah. Well, Public Enemies with Johnny Depp. Is that the one? And Christian Bale?
Boy, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need to watch it again from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the John Dillinger.
Really good.
Johnny Depp is John Dillinger. Yeah.
And as I said to Michael about Johnny Depp... there's something there. Well, I know I'm, you know, probably preaching to the choir, but it's not working, Johnny. You know, Gilbert Grape. You know, when you were young and beautiful, but you're not Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
And the
right.
sooner you accept that, the better it's going to be for all of us.
I think you're right there, yeah.
Take off the makeup and get over it. Mm-hmm. All right, that's my message to Johnny Depp.
There we go.
In spite
of
Johnny Depp.
This has been a public service announcement to Johnny Depp.
In spite of him that... Oh, my God, it was so good. Christian Bale is a genius. And I told Michael that he has now, in my mind, which is where it matters, dethroned Daniel Day-Lewis.
There you go.
He's the best actor, period. And I hate to say these words.
Mm. Yeah.
It hurts me to say this. Don't think I'm happy about this.
No, of course not. No, coming
Meryl
around
Streep,
here, taking our jobs.
Meryl Streep, exactly.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep,
yeah.
Well, Saoirse Ronan is close.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at how young she is and the role she's done, and you compare her at the same age to Meryl.
Right.
It's a toss-up. You can't compare their careers.
No, not certainly not at this point. Yeah.
You can compare Christian Bale to Christian Bale has done it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been around for a long time. Very long time.
And he's one of these people that's going to say... What is he going to say, Michael?
I'm Batman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're going to believe him.
That's right.
And in the next movie, he's going to be some fat old guy. And you're not going to know
he's
put
on
Batman.
80 pounds for the next movie. Yeah. It's incredible what he does for the roles. And... Like I said, he can be huge in one, and in the next movie he is just absolutely ripped.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
I don't know.
And
the his voices are great.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, when he does an accent, unlike James Corden, oh my God, can't do an American accent to save his life.
No, that was really pretty. Oh, are we going to talk about that?
I'm afraid
nightmare?
We are.
Okay.
The Prom.
The Prom. Another
another Meryl Streep joint. She's actually she's always good. I mean, she was good in Let Them All Talk.
Yeah, Let Them Eat Cake.
Exactly. But James Corden, I couldn't listen. I couldn't listen to him.
Uh-huh.
He just said, you know, he had that weird thing where you can tell it's, you know, he doesn't have this handled at all.
No, no.
Christian Bale handled. Christian Bale in the West, Civil War.
Yeah.
Handled.
No question.
A lot of like Jesse P. Lemons,
mm-hmm.
who is
right.
able to do all the voices correctly.
Yeah.
And then the cast of Billions. Is that what it is? No. What's it called?
Succession.
Succession. Where is Succession? When is it coming back? I need it.
Right.
I need it. I need it.
Yeah. Get back here now.
I need that show every damn day. I do have a problem with whatchamacallit? Stewardess. What's it called?
The flight attendant?
The flight attendant.
Yeah.
I enjoy calling it stewardess. But that's the show on HBO Max. Oh, by the way, if you haven't spent your money yet on, you know, rocked up the nut that you need to have HBO Max, you better just do it because that's the only network now.
It does seem to have all the cool stuff.
Well, all of these things. And
unless you
want to
watch
the
Star Wars, The Mandalorian, or something like that.
Or if you want to watch Family Feud reruns, which I highly, highly recommend.
Oh, yeah.
You can't beat that.
No,
that's
good
and
family
I
entertainment
are, like,
there.
Sitting, because that happens so often, we have nothing to do.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But no, when we need to just like give life a rest and watch something for an hour and we don't have anything recorded, Family Feud.
It's Family Feud.
It's up there, Steve. It's up there, Steve. And I am something that we call FF.
Uh huh.
You're saying that like you don't know.
You really are. Yeah.
I am feud fit.
Yeah, you really are.
I can absolutely tell you, and Michael isn't bad at this either.
I'm not too bad. You're better than I am, but yeah, I'm not too bad.
I can tell you what stupid answer is going to be up there most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yep. And it generally has something, if it's a word that has to do with, if there's a possible answer that has to do with genitals.
Yeah.
Breasts.
Right, yeah. Something risque anyway.
Or bodily fluids.
Bodily fluids or functions,
and
yeah.
I'm just going to say what they like to call that. Whiz dump.
Right, well, yeah, they like to come up with
WHIZ/dump.
Right.
Whiz dump.
Whiz.
I'm sorry to have said that on the air.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you sound sorry. So that's good.
I'm sorry about a lot of things today. And it might be coming through. You know, Michael and I said, because people have been posting some adorable stuff about us.
Yeah, pretty nice.
And what we say is, what happens behind the mic stays behind the mic.
Yeah.
And there's a whole world here. Artemis Buffington once said, I listened to Anne and Michael pretend fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, her point being, she realizes there's something behind the mic.
Yeah.
And it's the pounder. It's the pounder.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Trying to hit that lowest note and just pounding as he does it. Speaking of pounder, we're at the end. I can't believe it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Happy sixth night.
Right.
I didn't get to tell you my Hanukkah presents or my Monica presents that I received or gave, but we'll get to that next week. maybe we have a super special Christmas show.
Oh, we next. Do?
Yes. Don't you remember?
Cool. Oh, we do have a special thing. You're right.
I mean,
yeah, I'm awesome. All excited about that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So next week is not to be missed. I have no idea what your holidays are like. Uh-huh. You have a big idea of what our holidays are like.
Right, yeah.
And if you like it, I hope yours are like them too. And if you don't, God bless you. I rest my case. We are going out with a song that I am thrilled to have discovered via our blessed monitor, Kate Steinberg.
Yeah. Moderator.
Did yeah. I say monitor?
You said monitor.
Well,
yeah,
she is. She's the monitor.
Well, yeah. Like, well, I don't know. That's kind of like a hall monitor.
Say,
I don't think that's a really good image.
I want to say that whoever reported from the Amavine Face Group book.
Yes.
Michael Levine's face CGI'd onto Bruce Lee.
Yeah. What the?
Whoever
what are you
reported
doing that,
that to Facebook and had it removed, call us, please.
Or just insane.
Write to us. We have got to hear that story. What can that be about? I said it's got to be one of our exes or
something.
I don't know. Anyway, Michael's been putting up hilarious stuff, as always. Thank God for Michael. This really, if you could hear the tapes from 2007 to 2009, you would not be laughing. Trust me. Ugh. When I think of how far I've come.
Oh. Was that your lowest note?
Yes! Now that the show is over. We had the best time. We love you so much. Especially the ones of you that we love so much. You know who you all are, every single damn one of you. You are our family. I want you to hear those words, and I want you to take them to heart. This isn't some kind of happy holiday, kind of a truism. You guys are our family. We spend more time talking to and about you than we do anyone we're related to. So, we are always thinking about you. And we do tell you everything, except the things that would get us in deep trouble. People, put your sixth light on. Get the candle ready. I know you're all quelling and also in a rage about my gorgeous Jonathan Adler menorah. Peacock. Look, I waited a year for one to come up on Facebook. There's a Jewish Judaica thing on Facebook, but this came up on eBay. Took me a year, so hang in there. Another one will come. And go ahead, put the sixth light on.